Brothers and sister,
大家早。
Next Sunday will be Thanksgiving celebration. We're gonna have a testimony for everyone.
下个礼拜是我们特别的这个感恩节的聚会，我们将会有一些弟兄姐妹做见证。
I truly believe these people receive the very best gift from the Lord.
我认为这些人真是得到神最好的这个礼物。
That is eternal life.
这个就是我们永生。
Today we'd like to share belief in Jesus receive eternal life.
今天我们要讲的信息是信进入耶稣得永生。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
约翰福音第三章第十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is the way that God to share His love with the people He created.
这就是神与他被他所造的人所想这个他的这个爱的一种方式。
The very best that He could offer to the people is.His eternal life.
他能够给人最好的就是永生。
Today we'd like to illustrate this process in our daily life through a very normal, regular human life process.
今天我们就用一个人生长的一个很自然的、很正常的一个生长的过程来讲述这件事情。
When we talk about life, that is a real huge topic.
我们一提到永生，哦，这是一个很大的题目。
On the left side is the normal people.
我们看到我们这右边是一个所谓的一个人，一个正常人的一个生长过程。
In the right side, I'm going to discuss about the eternal life. That is the life that God gave us.
然后右边我们要讲的就是永生，就是神给我们的永生。
Actually, life is so complicated, but it's a very, in a simple way, actually, we know every creature, they got life, and the life, they got their own response to its life.
我们讲人生听起来好像很复杂，其实如果简单来讲说，
生命的事情呢，是必然它有生命的表现。Okay, let's talk about a dog.And dog got their own life.
哦，我们就谈一下狗吧。狗也有狗的不应该讲人生啊，狗的狗生吧，狗的生命，不能讲人生了。
See, you know, a dog when he smells a stranger, then he starts to bark.
我们知道狗啊，它一闻到那个陌生人味道就开始叫。
You cannot ask him why. Why you do that? Why bother?
你不能说问这个说，哎，你叫啊，你干嘛叫嘞？他就是本身就天生就如此。
A dog will simply respond that because I'm a dog.
那你他一真的要真根究底的话，他的回答就说，因为我是狗啊，我就是叫啊。
This is my life.
呀，我就是这样子，我的生下来就是这个样子。
And if you look at a monkey, monkey also got monkey's life.
那我们看看猴子好了，猴子也有猴子的这个生命。
Sometimes people want to give a well dress on a monkey.
有时候我们又把这个猴子给它穿的好像人一样。
And teach them the manners in the table.
还要教他怎么这个吃饭的礼仪。
And try to act and behave like a person.
让这个猴子呢就好像一个人一样。
But if you play all the food that the monkey doesn't like. But you throw the banana over the floor, you will see right at that moment, he would jump out of the table and then get the banana.
你尽管在他面前摆了很多好吃的东西，但是一旦你拿了一个香蕉丢在地上的时候，这个猴子马上就会跳在地上去抢那个香蕉。
The monkey will forget whatever manners you told him.
然后你教他的一些什么餐桌礼仪，他已经是忘得一干二净。
Because he got monkey's life.
啊，他就是个猴子，你要怎么办？
The same token for man, we also got our life, human life.
人也是一样，人有人的生命。
And human, through the process, you will reveal that I have the human life.
然后你这生长过程，你就知道你有这个人的生命。
So all the life, they will, all, through the process, they will reveal their life character.
然后在他一生的生长过程，就慢慢把他神的生命的特征都会显现出来。
So God, a dog got dog's life.Monkey got monkey's life, and man also got man's life.
狗有狗的生命，猴子有猴子的生命，人有人的生命。
But once you receive the eternal life,
但是当你接受了这个永生的时候
，eternal means forever.
永生就是永远的意思。
Only God got eternal life.
只有神才有 永远的生命。
So once you receive eternal life inside you,
一旦你接到这个永生，这个永远的生命在你里面的时候
，and this very eternal life through the process, you will start to manifest how God is.
然后经过你这个永生的生命的一个过程之后，就会彰显出神的生命是怎么一回事。
Truly wish everyone here you receive the eternal life that Jesus wants to give to you.
我们非常的希望在座的每一个人都能够得到神给我们的永生。
And secondly, we hope everyone over here you have the assurance and you have the proof that you know you receive the eternal life.
我更希望在座的每一个人都有你得到神永生的这种确据。
So let's go through the list over here that make sure that you are aware that you receive the eternal life.
So 我们今天就来看一下这一个一列的事项，然后由这些事项，也许您可以知道你到底有没有神的永生。
For a human, when once a baby born, you will see the baby was covered with blood.
我们知道当一个婴儿刚刚出生的时候，他身上是沾有一些血的。
That is mother's blood.
这是从母胎里面带来的血。
But for the same, for eternal life, when we receive this eternal life, at that moment, we were covered by the precious blood from Jesus on the cross.
所以在永生的这边，当你接受主的时候，你就已经被主的宝血所遮盖了。
Because this eternal life is so precious.
因为这个永生是如此的宝贵。
This precious life need to laid upon a very clean location.
因为这个宝血是如此的宝贵，所以它必须要是一个纯洁的、圣洁的。
And that place in that means in your heart, it need to be cleaned by His blood.
然后这个圣洁的这个东西必须要占据一个很重要的位置，就是你的心。
And after this cleansing, then the life can laid upon you.
然后你必须要受了这个宝血的洁净了以后，这个生命就会住进来。
So right after the baby born, then it will start to grow into infant.
然后我们知道 baby 出生了以后，慢慢就会长成婴孩。
And this infant is a new member to the whole family.
然后这个婴孩呢，是这个家里的一个最新的一个成员。
You may remember maybe a new member born in your family. Everybody is so busy for that baby because the baby became the center.
那我们都知道哈，家里如果有个小 baby 出生的时候，大家都注意力都在这个小 baby 上面，因为这就是大家的注意力所集中的地方。
Once you receive the eternal life in you, that is a little baby, and it will grow into infant, and this is a new person.
当你接受了这个永生了以后，也是如此，你就是那个新的婴儿，你会慢慢的成长。
Actually, a new baby in the family will touch maybe each one of the family. Whatever reaction from this baby affect all other members.
那这个小婴孩的一举一动都会影响到整个家庭里面每一个成员。
And this is normal.
这是正常的。
So once you receive eternal life, just like a baby inside of you, that's going to affect everything else inside you.
同样的，当你接到神的新的生命的时候，你是个新人的时候，这个生命也会影响到你每一个部位。
And we need to feed the new baby.
我们要必须要喂养这个新的小 baby.
We need to give the baby milk.
我们必须要喂这个婴孩奶。
And once the baby starts to grow and bigger, then you need to start to try a solid food.
当这个婴儿慢慢长大的时候，你必须吃一些实质的东西，就是。
The same for the eternal life. The baby inside you needs something to eat to sustain the life.
那在耶稣里面的这个新人也是一样的，他也必须要吃一些实质的东西。
And the food is coming from the Bible.
那这个东西，这个食粮呢，从哪里来呢？就是从圣经里来的。
So that little baby will get hungry and thirsty.
那这个小孩子，小婴儿当然会又会渴，又会饿。
So if you do receive the eternal life, then somehow inside of your spirit, you will sense the hunger and thirst.
同样的，当你得到这个神的生命的时候，永生的时候，你也会觉得饿，也会觉得渴。
But you cannot stay as a baby for a long, long time.
但是你不能是一直就是一个小 baby.
Always just seeking milk.
不是只能是一个喝奶而已的一个小 baby.
I have seen a teenager still want the milk from her, from his mother.
我曾经看过有一个。有青少年了，还居然还要喝妈妈的奶 ，really?
Could you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？一个青少年居然还要喝妈妈的奶
？He didn't want to get the solid food.
他不想吃一些比较有实质的东西。
Then we would say, well, this guy is something wrong.
那我们立刻就知道，哦，这个孩子大概有些问题哦。
For the eternal life.If you became a Christian and you always only seek for milk, then if continue for a long, long time, but not you personally to seek for the solid food, then we will say there must be something wrong.
同样的，一个基督徒得到神的生命以后，如果只想吃奶，不想吃真的食物的话，这你大概是会有，大概是有些问题的。
So people would like to come to church to listen to the pastor preaching.
我们很多人来教会，很听牧师的讲道，非常的享受。
And they say, "Give us only milk. We don't want solid food."
但是他又跟牧师说，哦，我只想喝奶，我不想吃这真的粮食。
Then we may have some teenager can only get milk.
那我们就好像一个教会里面充满了青少年，居然还只能喝妈妈的奶。
So we need to grow. We need to grow.
Yeah, 我们一定要成长。必须要成长。
The people who will seek solid food is the person that go to the Bible by themselves.
喜欢吃这个粮食的人，就是他自己愿意到圣经里面去看圣经。
If only listen to the pastor preaching or maybe Sunday school teaching, that is only seeking for milk.
如果您只喜欢听牧师讲道，或者是主日学老师，那很可能你就是。只是喝奶而已。
Should turn the table around is actually pastor preaching is only like an appetizer.
事实上，牧师的讲道就好像一个餐前的那个点心而已。
It's not main course or main dish.
呀，这不是主餐的。
So think about it. You are still seeking for milk, or you are looking for solid food.
请各位你们想想，你们是不是还在只是一个在吃奶的阶段呢？还是你已经吃了一个真正的粮食呢？
But it's still a good sign that you are still hungry and thirsty.
即使如此，你如果你这样还是觉得会饿会渴的话，这还是一个还是一个还算是好的一个信息。
But we know if a person continues just having food but not do nothing else, this going to be an unhealthy situation.
那我们知道，如果一个人只是吃而没有这个任何其他的活动的话，这会是一个很大的问题。
So we receive the food, but then we need to exercise.
所以我们吃了以后还必须要运动。
Then you will get the muscle.
然后你就会身体就会强健，就会有肌肉出来。
So if we only listen to the preaching or only read the Bible but never pray, that is not healthy.
如果我们只是听讲道，或者你只甚至你读圣经，只是如此而已的话，这还是不够健康的。
If your prayer is only when you get into trouble and you cannot get out of it, and then you start to pray, then this prayer is still the same level as milk.
如果您在遇到困难的时候才想到说，哦，我跟神祷告，容我讲一句话，就是你这个程度还是跟喝奶的程度差不多。
You need to exercise is you start to pray according to what God said to you.
当你在这个奉神的旨意，照着神的旨意去祷告的时候，你就是这一种属灵的锻炼。
And you not only with food and also exercise, now you need to really grow.
所以我们现在已经是能够吃东西，吃这个实质的东西，我们会运动了，我们还需要继续成长。
If with food and exercise, but we don't grow, then there must be something wrong.
如果您吃也吃了，运动也运动了，就是不长个儿的话，那也是有问题的。
You never really grow taller and taller, then that worry your parents.
Yeah, 如果你永远是这么高的话，我想有些担心的。
So once you receive the eternal life, and you study the Bible and you pray.But then you still need to continue to grow. You need to get into ministry.
所以当你已经读经了，已经祷告了，你还必须要成长。那你的下一步就是要开始侍奉。
You need to serve God and also serve people.
你必须要侍奉神，侍奉人。
And not only that, also as a man, once you get mature and grown up, then you need to think about to have.Your own family.
So, 当人如果是成长了，长大成人了，你第下一步就想到，哎，我需要有一个自己的家。
And you should have children.
我还要成家，不但成家，我还要有孩子。
I'm not going to give you pressure for those single.
哦，这不是给这位单身的贵族给你们压力哈。
But this is a life process.
这就是人生一个过程。
You need to have your own family.
你必须要有自己的家。
Then you need to learn the independence.
你必须要能够独立，能够自主，能够成家。
For those who receive eternal life, then you need to build up the family. You should be able to reproduce.
所以，当你这个得到神的永生生命的人，你就必须要能够制造下一代。
That is evangelism.
这就是我们的传福音。
That means.The eternal life you have received, you will be able to pass on to somebody else.
就是你接受了这个生命以后，你必须要能够有所承传，能够把它延续下去。
The blessing can come through you and pass on to others.
然后经由你很多的祝福能够传给别人。
So a person from infant and then grown up and then has his own family.Then next step, this person need to be get involved with the society. That means he should become a good citizen for that society.
So, 当一个人从婴孩慢慢长大，成家立业了以后，他必须要做的就是成为这个社会里面、国家里面一个优良的公民。
For those who receive eternal life, then you need to grow up to be a spiritual person.
对于这些得到神永生生命的人来说，你就是要必须要一个属灵的人，成为一个属灵的人。
A good citizen will benefit the society.
我们知道一个好的公民是对社会是有贡献的。
A spiritual person gonna bless God's kingdom.
那一个属灵的人会对这个神的国有所祝福的。
A spiritual person means that person always led by the Holy Spirit.
这个属灵的人就是他一切的行事为人都是由圣灵来带领的。
He knows what the desire of the Holy Spirit.
他知道圣灵要的是什么。
And that person will be able to overcome he himself to surrender to the Holy Spirit.
然后他会克服己身来顺服圣灵的带领。
And not only that, that good citizen also will be able to contribute to the family.
然后我们一个正常的人他成家了以后成了个好公民以后他必须要对家庭有所贡献。
He will bless his own family.
然后他会是一个对他家庭来说是一个祝福的人。
He will bring a lot of comfort to his parents.
然后他也 让他的父母能够得到安慰。
He will bring encouragement to his siblings.
让他的弟兄姐妹都能够有所鼓励。
And he will bring love to his children.
然后他会爱他的孩子们。
So his own family will build up stronger.
然后他的家会越来越强健。
For those who receive eternal life, you also need to build up God's house, the church.
同样的，一个属灵的人，一个得永生生命的人，你必须要建造神的家，就是你的教会。
Let the church be blessed by you.
叫教会能够因你而得福。
The people come to the church, they receive the love, the encouragement from you.
当人来我们教会的时候，可以觉得感受到神的爱，让他们得到激励。
So this is how the people receive eternal life. You will be able to experience all of these.
所以当你得到神的永生的时候，你应该能够经历过这一切。
So then you will receive the recognition.
好，如果是一个正常人生长的过程，他在成家、好公民、有家庭以后，必须要能够得到肯定。
Everybody recognize you.
大家都对你有所认知。
You become a very important part of the whole society.
然后认为你对社会是一个非常有贡献的人。
For Christian, actually, there will be a second coming of Jesus.
对基督徒来说，我们还有一个主耶稣的再来。
If at that time when Jesus comes back, if you're still alive, you will be raptured into the cloud to meet him.
如果当耶稣再来的时候，如果你还在这个世上的时候，你就会被提到天空与耶稣相遇。
If you already pass away, you will be resurrected and also come with Jesus.
如果您已经是去世的话，你那个时候会再复活起来与主相遇。
This is the final redemption.
这是最后的这个救赎。
And at that time, the whole earth will be on fire.
那个时候整个世界都会有火。
And you will meet Jesus in the cloud.
你会在天上与主相遇。
At that moment, only those overcomers will receive recognition from Jesus.
那个时候只有这些克服一切困难的人才能够被耶稣接待。
And if you've been recognized, then the next step in the society, you will become the leader of the society.
好，那再下一步，如果是一个普通人的话，你就会得到一个社会领导。
In the community, you will be a legend.
在你的社区里面，你是一个知名的人物。
You will impact and influence people.
你会对很多人都有所影响。
And then you will be able to lead and guide the people.
你能够对人对社区能够做出一个领导的作为。
For those who receive eternal life, then you will be in the new heaven and new earth.
至于这个有永生的人，您会在这个新天新地里。
You will receive authority and power.
你会得到这个权力以及能力。
You will sit at the throne with Jesus.
你会与耶稣基督一起坐王，坐在宝座上。
With his power, you will be able to rule and manage the new earth and new heaven.
因为耶稣的所受的权柄，你可以一起治理这个新天新地。
Then we reign with Jesus.
我们与耶稣一起坐王。
So this is the eternal life process that we, you and I, through the faith, we will be able to grasp.
这就是我们如果以信心来接受，然后得到神的生命的话，我们就会这样一步一步的经过这些阶段。
So you can examine yourself or check up yourself whether you are in this process or not.
各位，你们可以自己醒察一下，我是不是顺着这个秩序在行走呢？
Have I received the eternal life through Jesus' precious blood?
我是否已经靠着耶稣的宝血得到了永生呢？
I did experience a new person inside of me.
我这里面是不是有一个新的人出来呢？
I have the appetite for the Bible.
我是不是对神的圣经的话有饥渴之心呢？
I always call to come close through prayer to Jesus.
我是经常是靠着祷告来靠近耶稣。
I got a burden to serve in the church.
然后我有这个心志，愿意在教会里侍奉。
I want to bring the good message to the people who I may contact.
然后愿意把这个福音的这个加好的信息传给我周边的人。
I can sense I was led by the Holy Spirit.
然后我也感受到我经常是受着圣灵的领导。
I'm learning to build up the church.
然后我在学着怎么样建造我属灵的家，这个教会。
So all these processes actually can happen now a day.
那这些都是现在在世上都可以实现的。
The very last hope is Jesus is coming back to receive me.
那最后两点是要等到耶稣再来的时候，我们才能够得到。
So for now, I'm just practicing my faith.
我现在等于是在练习我这个信心之路。
So nowadays the ministry in the church is just temporary.
我们现在在教会这些侍奉这些东西其实都是短暂的。
It's just called practical training.
就是好像一个练习一样。
This training will enhance us for the future, for eternity.
这个练习呢，当我们到了这个永远的天家的时候，就会帮助我们。
If you don't feel like to read the Bible in prayer, you will really be tortured in the heaven.
如果你现在在世上你不喜欢读经不喜欢祷告，各位，当你到了这个天堂的时候，那不是一个很好受的事情。
If you don't want to serve in the ministry, then you will feel extremely bored in the heaven.
如果你现在不愿意不想侍奉对侍奉没有兴趣的话，各位，当你到了 天堂的时候，你会觉得很无聊的。
See, we want to become a really work on the job. We need to come up with a training at the beginning. Hopefully through the training, then once I get onto the job, I feel very comfortable.
So, 你很想要这个工作的时候，你就必须经过一段训练的工程，你才能够到时候你才能够试对这个教本来说，你是一个很适任的人。
The eternal life you receive will be able to take care of these load.
然后，当你到了天上的时候，你才能够承担起你到时候神要给你的工作。
So actually, the very moment that you receive the eternal life, you've been saved. It's just the beginning.
所以，当你在得救的那一刹那，得到这个新生命的时候。那个只是一个短暂的一瞬间而已，一个开始而已。
Just a beginning, okay. Then from that beginning point, you are heading for eternity.
然后从那个新的开始，你的一步一步就是朝着永生的那个方向走去。
And actually, the eternity also begins at the very moment that you receive eternal life.
同样的，那个永生也是在你得到那个新生命那一刹那，也是开始的时候。
So we pray that. Everyone over here, you do receive the eternal life.
所以我就是以祷告的心，希望每一位在座的都能够得到这个永生。
And we hope these process give you a chance to check yourself up.
然后也请各位，你能够照着这一步一步的步骤来，你可以做一个自我的省察。
And make sure you are on the right track.
然后确定你的确是走在这个对的路上。
And the more process you have gone through, then you will be able to learn to appreciate the eternal life you have already received.
当你经过这些训练的步骤以后，你才会对你得到这个永生的生命，你会更加的感激，更加的觉得宝贵。
You will always give thanksgiving to our Lord.
你会不断的、经常的对我们的神做出感谢。
And you will truly praise from your heart.
你会从打心眼里面来出来，来赞美我们的神。
As long as you receive the eternal life, you don't need to worry much.
你一旦得到那个永生的生命的话，你不用太过于忧虑。
Just I have mentioned, if you have a dog life, dog never worry about whether I will act not like a dog.
就好像一个狗的生命，它永远不会担心说，哦，我哪天突然不像个狗了。
Therefore, if you have received eternal life, that life is God's life.
同样的，你得到这个永生的生命的时候，这个是从神而来的生命。
That is Jesus' life.
那就是耶稣的生命。
That life feels extremely comfortable in heaven.
你这个生命的话，有的这个生命的话，在天堂的话，你觉得就是非常的舒服。
Only this life can enjoy the life in heaven.
只有当你有了神的生命以后，你在天堂的时候，你才能够享受到。
If you see a fish in the ocean, and you said, you may talk to the fish, say, "Do you know how wonderful this earth to you?"
当你看到鱼的时候，你会不会跟他讲说，哎，你知不知道在陆地上有多痛快吗
？Then you take the fish out of the water and guide the fish to the world.
然后你就把这个鱼从这个水里面拿出来，然后把它放在路面上。
Of course, the fish will die.
可想而知，这个鱼是活不长的。
Because the fish doesn't have the life on this earth.
因为鱼的生命是在水里，不是在陆地上的。
If we don't have the eternal life inside us, it's going to be painful to live in the heaven.
所以，当你没有神的这个永生的生命的时候，各位，您到了天堂的时候，并不是一个很愉快的事情。
So, if you do receive the eternal life, then nowadays, even though you run into some difficult time, you will be able to be cheered up.
所以当你在这个世上已经得到这个神的永生的生命，你即使遇到一些困难的事情，你还会觉得有这个神的喜乐在里面。
You will be rejoiced because whatever I experience now is just temporary, but for the eternity,All the full of joy and happiness and love is waiting for me.
你知道，在人生的苦难是短暂的。当你到新天新地的时候，一切的丰盛，一切的喜乐，都在那边等着你。
So the more you understand the eternal life, then you will appreciate more in today.
所以，当你越来越了解什么叫做永生的时候，你在今生就会有更大的喜乐享受。
Sometimes I run into a very low situation. I complain.
我也过所谓的经过所谓的低潮，这个时候我会禁不住，我会有所抱怨。
I will complain and make all the excuse for others.
然后呢，我就会抱怨，然后就找出很多的理由。
I became grouchy.
然后我就是一个很不着急，就是一个很不讨人喜欢的人。
And the more I get into whatever really I encounter, the more trouble for myself.
然后越是这样的话，我就是一困难就越多。
But every time it works is when I lift up my head and think about I have.Eternal life in me.
但是当我想到我有永生的生命在我里面的时候
，and nobody can take this away.
而且是没有人能够夺走的。
It is sealed by Jesus' blood.
而且是以耶稣的宝血能够宝血所
印证
的。
Then I will be able to handle the difficult situation with more power.
然后当我面对一些困难的情况的时候，我就有更大的能力来应付这些事情。
I won't get discouraged.
我就不会觉得非常的沮丧。
And at that moment, I start to understand even deeper about the resurrection.
当我对所谓的复活有更深的了解的时候，
I can be knocked out.
我很可能被打在地上。
I can run into failure.
我也很可能有失败的时候。
I can be rejected.
我被人拒绝的时候。
But this very eternal life is in me.
但是这个永远的这个永生的生命是在我里面。
With this, I can overcome any problem.
有这个生命在我里面的时候，我就能够克服一切的困难。
Let us learn to appreciate the eternal life you have already received.
让我们对我们这个得到这个永生有更大的这个感激。
Let us pray. Father, we